Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Shira, Shabbos Pashas B'Shalach. And we're into Chodesh Shvat. We could see on the horizon, Tu B'Shvat, Purim and Pesach, very special days coming up. I'd like to share with you two thoughts that are related to Parshas Haman, which is in this week's Parsha. One has to do with the Aveira of a Yesiru Anoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that whatever mon they collect, they have to eat that day. Don't leave anything over to the morning. And whatever you do leave over will become spoiled. So, of course, there were Jews who didn't listen. Anoshim, some troublemakers, Anoshim, that's Dosan V'Aviram. The question, Dosan V'Aviram, or Bali Machloikis, Bali Meriva, there are people who made trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu, there are people who made Machloikis and Klal Yisrael, they made all kinds of difficulties. From where does it come, the Nisayon, of leaving over Mon till the morning? Where does that come into the profile of Dosan V'Aviram? They're missing the Torah not to leave over, and they were on the other, and they left over. So where does that fit into the profile of Anoshim Bali Machloikis? All right, well, you don't have a teretz, it's not a terrible kasha, it's difficult, it's strange. But the Chacham Sofer and Teretz Moshe writes an extraordinary insight into Vayesiru Anoshim Imenu Adbaiker. And just the opposite, Dosan V'Aviram were following the usual path of making trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu. How is that so? He says the following. Rashi tells us that the mon was something that was zera god. It was magid. It taught a psak halacha to Klal Yisrael. How so? So Rashi brings that if there were two Jews in the Midbar, and they were fighting over ownership of an Eved. They were fighting over who owned a certain Eved. Now, I should point out that the fighting over an Eved does not necessarily mean they were Rishayim or liars. It could be that they did certain Kinyanim and they weren't sure what the Halach is. But the point is that Dinei Torah came to whom? Only Moshe Rabbeinu did Dinei Torah till the Parshas Yisrael. Dinei Torah came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Paskin. He said, you're fighting over the Eved. Let's wait for the morning. It's going to fall Oimer Lagol Gailas, a certain measure for each person. Let's see the Oimer of this Eved. Will it fall at your home? Will it fall at your home? Whoever's home it falls at the door of that person's home, he's the one that owns the Eved. Very good. So the Psak Halacha came by the Derech of the Mon. Now, that psak of Moshe Rabbeinu, to settle a fight by having the mon be mevarer, only works if it's not possible to leave over mon overnight. If it's possible to leave mon overnight, then it doesn't prove anything. Because what do? We come in the morning, we see that this man at the door of his home has an extra chelik of mon. His family is a family of six. And seven portions of mon, seven oimer fell at his door. We know the Eved's chelik fell at his door. Now, that's only a good simon. If we're sure all of the mon is today's mon, if it's possible to save mon from yesterday, then a person could have put the mon at the door and pretended that the extra fell by him. And maybe take it away. He has some children to steal the mon from the other person's door. Tosav Aviv wanted to make trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu, you think you can rely on the mon? You'll see. They left but overnight with the hope that it would stay fresh overnight. Lemaisa, it didn't. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, vindicated. However, the Kavanah of Dosan V'Aviram was Lushitosa, troublemakers for Moshe Rabbeinu. A gewaldige insight. What a chap from the Chacham Sofer. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. Let me turn to a challenge regarding this week's Parsha and the Mon, and I have to tell you at the outset that this is a true difficulty in the parasha, which strangely enough, Rishayim and Achrayim deal with and leave us a bit unsatisfied. Now let me explain what the issue here is. V'ha'aymer asiris ha'efa. It fell, aymer lagol gailas. A certain measure for each person in the home. And that's what they ate in this one day. They had to eat it that day. So what fell? A normal portion that a person would normally eat. So how much was that? Aymer. The last pasuk in Parsha Saman says, ha'aymer asiris ha'efahu. The aymer is a tenth of an efa. Rashi brings. It's a Gemara in Erevin daf pei gimel amid beis that the shear came to mem gimel beyim v'chaimish. A tenth of an efa comes to the size of 43 eggs, the volume of 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. That volume is the volume of man that fell at everybody's house. Now, if you look at the Gemara in Erevin, it is. He said, the Gemara there says, that's also the Shir Chala, because the Torah says, Bechala Kidei Arisa Sechem, an amount of your dough, the Arisa, the dough of a Midbar, was 43 and a fifth eggs. And then the Gemara says, more, this is all there in Erevin, the Kanamru, Ha'echal Kamidazu. Here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Klal Yisrael, how much is it normal for a person to eat in one day? Ha'echal Kamidazu, somebody who eats this amount, he's a healthy person. 43 and a fifth bayim. Yes, or al ken rabson. You more than that, you're a rabson. You're a person who is eats too much. Pachas mekan, mekukul b'mayim. Less than that, your appetite is not normal. You have a problem. So therefore, we learn now, what's the normal shear for a human being to eat, I say for a year to eat in one day? The volume of 43 a.m., bayim, and a fifth. We have a problem. The problem is that this Gemara in Erevin, actually this Pasuk in the Torah, contradicts the Gemara in Ksubis of Sabbath Alaramid days. There we learn in the Mishnah, the Shir Mezainais Isha L'Shavua. If a man is obligated to give his wife enough Mezainais, enough food for a week, how much do we estimate to be the shear mezainis per week? The Gemara says 2 kavim of chitim, of wheat, or 4 kavim of sayim, of barley. How much is a kav? A kav is 24 bayim. So beis kavim chitim, the weekly amount that a person would eat, is 2 kavim of chitim, 2 times 24, 48 bayim, for a week. A week is 14 sudas, maybe 15 sudas if you count 3 sudas on Shabbos. 15 sudas is 48 bayim. Now this is just a terrible discrepancy. Here we're saying 43 bayim for one day's amount of eating, 43 and a fifth. And here we're saying for a week, 48 bayim, that's nearly the same amount. There's a discrepancy here in how much it would be considered normal for a person to eat in one day, and these are 2 gemaras, Tavapella. Now, both the Taisus Rid and the Shita Mukubetzes in Ksubis note this difficulty. They both make a point of this kasha, of this challenge. And the Taisus Rid says the following. He says, "Kein derech midaseyim." That's the derech of what Chazal talk about measurements. Lapam and dibru b'shir lamata. Sometimes they spoke about a minimal shear. In other words, the Gemara of Sobis is saying even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael shouldn't have less than 48 bayim per week. Of course, if someone can afford, there's a shir lamayla. There are higher shear, but it's not a kasha. In the Midbar, they had 43 bayim per day. Gemara there is saying the 48 bayim per week is like the minimum amount for the poorest person. This teres is problematic. It's a Taisus Rin, but it's problematic. If you're looking so this, the Gemara compares it to the shear of an Erev. the Erev Chaseris that a person makes. And the Gemara in Erev in Daf Lamed, Amid Bey, says, Ma'arvin l'chayla v'zalkin kafi shiura, that a chayla and a zalkin get of shir according to the amount they would eat, aval ravson, you need a suda beinanis, an average suda. And the Gemara there says the average suda is, according to the measure, a 48 bayin per week. So it's not the shir of an ani. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, he calls this fear, the shear of Suda Beinan Ishol Kalodam. Now I can tell you this. He says the amount of food that's 48 eggs, 14 or 15 meals, is Suda Beinan Ishol Kalodam, is the average meal that a person would have. So our Pella comes back. The Kasha, it's a daunting Kasha. The Night Behuda, in Chelek Kama, in the first Chelek, in the Tshuva, two Tshuvas, in Arachayim, Tshuva Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, is also bothered by this. Matter of fact, the person asking the question makes the question even stronger. He says the 43 Bayim per day in the Midbar is not for a person who eats only bread and nothing else. You might think that. If you eat only bread, that's what it is. But no, if you look at this week's parasha, Perek Dazayim Pasuk Yud Beis, Bein Harbayim Techlu Basar V'Baychu U'Babayket Tispulechem. So if somebody was eating meat as well, part of his day. And therefore, it makes it even more difficult. The 43 Bayim is someone who is eating meat. And Alei Davaru, it's a problem. This is the question of the Shoyel to the Yehuda in Siman Lamed Zayin. In Siman Lamed Ches, he responds. The shear of the man is food to be eaten for enjoyment, to feel satisfied. It's the shear, the biggest of the shiurim that a person might want to satisfy himself. Now, the Gemara said, I quoted earlier, pachus mekama kuku b'meyav, feeding less than that, you have a stomach problem, you have an issue. So the Noach Yehuda is matrik. He says the Gemara only means that if someone has a desire to eat more, and he can't, there's something wrong with his stomach. But not that every person eats necessarily this amount this year. Someone who he says is Ritzaydeh Ataybu, a healthy person that wants to eat less, so nothing will go wrong, he can eat less. So that the shear is the shear that, sort of the maximum shear that a person will want to eat. And he says an interesting line. He says, we find by Tanaim and Amiram that they ate a lot. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what he says. So it needs a hesber. It needs an explanation. What the Noach Yehuda is saying is that in the Midbar, Hashem gave them the maximum a person could want that's still helpful, that man's for his health. That's the amount that Hashem gave. It's a little schwer. When they got it, I know Gugailas, they had to eat it. They were obligated to eat it. What the Noach Yehuda says, Misha Ritzaini Atev Lecho Pachus, somebody is Ritzaini Atev to eat less, it's fine to eat less, but in the Midbar they had no choice. They had to eat this amount. Therefore, the struggle is something of a struggle to understand the Divrei Chazal, to understand. It's not just academic. How much should I be eating? I'm a person. I want to do the right thing. The Torah is giving me a basic outline for how much a person eats in a day. Now, think about the shir challah. The shir challah is, let's say, 3 pounds of flour. You know how much bread you get for 3 pounds of challah? Is it per person, not per family? I don't know. It needs an explanation. Somehow, it's very, very difficult. Rav Matisyahu used to say, Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. He changed to Midas Harachamim. Midas Hadin remained with mathematics. Mathematics is precise. There's a Midas. You can't be off by a little and be correct. And this is a mathematical issue? Ay, mitzvah liyashiv. So I know what Taisus read. And she took a kubetzah and so this. I know that Yehuda. I assume there are additional marimakaimis, which I'm certain some of you will find. Geshmaka topic to have it. A Shabbos Suda. Ah, Shabbos Suda. Okay. 43 bayim per person. Per person, I'm a shkali, you have to bring. Okay. Something to think about for the coming parasha. Believe me, it's a bigger hatzalah, hatzlacha, and skula for parnasa to tumble about the learning, to get involved in the learning, much, much more so than it is to rattle off the Parsha Saman because you got an email about it. And rattle it off is garnished. And when Parsha Saman is meaningful, when a person has kavana, when you mine into the Parsha Saman, that's what I'm saying. At any rate, wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Saman, Shtakabi, Shem should feed Klal Yisrael, take care of Klal Yisrael, the Racham of Hamirut.